Our nation does not want to live under a just system of law. They don't want Christ as their king. They simply cry, again, we have no king but Caesar. What America needs is not a political scheme of salvation. For national restoration, what we need is a biblical reformation. A reformation in which the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached effectively from the pulpits of our churches. A gospel that our people take out into their neighborhoods and communities. A gospel that will affect their hearts, transform their minds into a people who desire and demand that the only just law by which we can live, in which all of us will equally benefit from, is God's law. How presumptuous to believe that man can make a better law than God. Psalm 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The nation that actually serves God and implements God's form of law as a part and a way of structuring their society and culture. They're blessed. Much of the principles of Christianity were implemented into our country in its original foundation. Most of it has been stripped away. We were blessed then. We're being judged now. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. A people who will demand that divine justice be instituted in America. And a cultural transformation comes based not on man's political schemes and theories, but the transformation that comes from men who have surrendered their lives and unto the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and implement His rule of justice in our nation. The moral law, the Ten Commandments that God has given us, being applied to every area of our life. Jesus Christ is the way. He's the only way. He's the truth, and He is the life, by which God saves men from their sins and sets them back on the road of righteousness to do what He has written according to His Word. However, when a people are made believers in Christ, even conservative humanistic fixes will not be seen as sufficient in the restoration of our nation. Biblical restoration of America will require biblical solutions. Solutions that the people will demand of their government to preserve life, liberty, and their property. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The problem is America is not exalted because there is no righteousness. Because the righteousness that we have been seeking has been from government, not from God. Only when we implement these biblical solutions can we expect God to bless our nation once again. Then we can begin to address the cultural, the social, the economic, the political, the educational issues that have plagued our nation and bring us back into a form of government that God will bless. That God will grant us the prosperity of any nation that exalts Him. He can bring us out of bondage, for we are in bondage. Isaiah 60:12 says, for the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish. Let me just give you a little better translation. The nation or kingdom that will not serve God, that will not obey the commandments of God, shall be cast into hell. They will be ruined. They will be cast down and trampled underfoot. Isaiah goes on to say, and those nations shall be utterly destroyed. That's the path America is on. We are not a nation who serves God. We are not a nation who hath implemented and maintained the divine moral law of God within our society. We are a people who are perishing. Our nation will be in utter ruin if we do not wake up. Preachers, you must wake up. We must have sound, biblical, gospel preaching where God is sovereign in His redemption through grace, bringing us to Christ alone by faith. And then teaching them to observe all the things that Christ has taught us. How to implement in our life self-discipline. And when we are self-disciplined under God's Word and His law, then we demand the righteousness of such a law system to be put into place. Those Ten Commandments should govern our nation. Wake up, preachers. Wake up, Christians. Wake up, America. And let us flee from the false hope of political salvation. Let us not put our trust and our hope in political schemes or ideologies that are clearly humanistic and statist. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, when they rule, when they govern a nation, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. We have had enough wickedness in our nation. It is time to raise up a new generation of men who will rule and govern us according to the Word of God, who will bring this nation back to the blessings rather than the judgments that God has poured out upon us. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Who are the righteous? And who are the wicked? We need righteousness in our nation again. And we need righteousness in our government, in those who lead us. Not according to political schemes, but who desire to see implemented a just system that will transform our nation back into a nation that serves God and is blessed by Him. Until our next presentation, God grant us reformation and true freedom that only can come from the gospel of Jesus Christ. God save Americans. And then only will God save our nation.